Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Hello, hello, hello. Once again, time to get moving. Time to get going. Are we ready? I'm all ready. How about you, Professor Plum? Are you all ready to get started?
It's Monday. It's always a good time to start.
Yeah, it's always a good time to get started. We got a lot of stuff to do, not just today, not just tomorrow, but all week as we prepare for yet another, well, a couple of different things. First of all, we've got you traveling once again this week. You're going to be in the, where are we now? It's the Houston area?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
ma'am.
Yeah, yes, whatever sir. It is, I don't care. Yes, yes, indeed. That's where you're going to be this Thursday. Tell you more about that coming up. And I don't know, I forgot to look. I didn't see if there are any appointment times open yet. You can call if you want or go to wealthed.com and find out one-on-one with Professor Plum. So you got that coming up this week. On Thursday, we've got, insurance and Social Security shows happening tomorrow on this program. We got another email Friday or email, whatever, email roundup on Friday, which doesn't leave a whole lot of time for just regular topics, which is kind of what we've been doing on this show for a long time. So today, at least, we'll have time to get into this in just a little while. And it has to do with something that you should maybe be thinking about this time of year, and that is value averaging. Value averaging. We talk about this a couple of times a year, and this is one of them, as we approach the end of the year. And not just as we approach the end of the year. I mean, this is something to think about really any time. With the markets still kind of being up, kind of. Yeah, they are. It's been a long time since we've had any kind of real correction. You may think and look at your portfolio and think, hey, I'm a little overweighted in this area. Got a little bit too much here. What am I going to do? What if this whole thing comes tumbling down? Well, this might be a good time to do something called value averaging. We're going to talk about that coming up here with Professor Plum, how it can play a role in your, not just in your portfolio, but in your entire strategy, and how it is a part of the bucket strategies that we put together here for you. So that's coming up along with potentially Mark Scalzo, if not this hour, then next hour, Chief Investment Officer, kind of continuing a discussion that we had last week on various things. Also, let's see, your emails. Oh, and then the other thing that we perhaps will get into is going to be this Social Security changes for 2018. I teased this last week. They came up with seven at the Motley Fool. And that's I hesitate to read stuff out of the Motley Fool because of a lot of it is kind of hype and click me. And,
well, I've also noticed you got to be careful because sometimes they're sponsored ads.
I don't click on those.
Yeah,
you got to be careful of those. Don't do that. But these actually listed a few things. They stretched it out to seven. I could have made a case that maybe there weren't quite seven major ones. But anyway, we'll talk about some of these and give you an idea of what to expect here in 2018 from a Social Security standpoint. So all that's coming up, and your phone calls, your emails. We will always make time for those. If you want to call the program, lines open right now, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637, and of course, emails at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Let's see. Oh, and by the way, I mentioned the one-on-ones with Professor Plum. You can get in touch with Professor Plum, not just through those one-on-one meetings that are happening this week in Houston, next week in Seattle, and then Las Vegas the week after that, Thursdays, all of them. But you can also talk to them on the phone. Get in touch with any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors about your financial plan, about your strategy. This does not have to be on any of the Thursdays. You can do this anytime. It doesn't have to be in person. It can be on the phone, whatever it is. But make an appointment, 800-644-1150. Talk to an advisor at Lucia Capital Group. Talk about your future, about your retirement. This is your money you've been working a long time for, in most cases, and money that you want to last a long time. Well, how do you do that? You need a plan. You need a strategy. They'll talk to you about it, including some of the stuff we're going to get into here in just a little bit. 800-644-1150, the off-air number. We'll get into value averaging in just a moment. But, Professor Plum, we talked about participating in something like 401ks, which, by the way, diversion number two.
We're going to keep track today, huh?
Did you? You may have to. I mean, earlier in the week, you know, it's tough to focus any time before Wednesday. But on 401ks, the cut is
the limit. The contribution limit.
Yeah, is back on the table.
So they say.
It's a ridiculous notion. But anyway, $2,400 as opposed to $24,000. I don't know. Would there be a catch-up provision?
Who knows?
They haven't even mentioned that yet.
If they don't change the catch-up, then that's almost three times what the contribution limit would be.
Yes, and then I'm reading an article that said, well, if they do this, then they're going to ultimately have to change the tax-free status of the Roth IRAs. Because I don't think
they're looking that deeply into it. They're looking at how do we offset the cost, because they do have rules that they, even whether they, you know, I'm going to take John out of this minute. Whether they need your tax dollars or not, they have to have a budget that shows money coming in and money going out, somewhat balancing. And to get the cuts through that they want, they have to pay for it somehow. So one of the ways they're going to pay for it potentially is to reduce the contribution limit, because it all has to fit in this nice tidy little box that they're accounting for, and it's a 10-year box. And unfortunately, what it does is it robs from the future tax, you know, roll.
That's all.
That's 10 years, more than 10 years out, to pay for the current tax roll.
It's totally asinine.
Yeah.
It's
like, okay, you have a retirement savings credit or crisis, so we're going to take away the incentive for you to save for your own retirement.
Yeah,
but we're going to try to make you believe that we're doing a good thing for you, because it's better to have the Roth anyway.
Well,
it's not a bad thing; just people don't do it enough.
Yeah, it's there are certain rules in place, because the only way that the current Congress can pass anything with what's called a simple majority is to do this.
Well, to make sure it pays for itself.
Well, it has to be quote unquote deficit neutral over
right.
10 years.
Over 10 years.
Which means that they can't if they add a certain amount of money to the economy, they have to take away tax back exactly the same amount
from a different source.
Right. Or, well, from any source, really, yeah, but a different source, presumably. And, of course, everybody knows that's how you grow an economy, is take money out of it.
Well,
anyway.
We always have known. What the government giveth, the government taketh away.
The
problem is they don't seem to giveth to me. They just taketh.
They keep take-a-thing and take-a-thing. Anyway, so there's that. Nah, I don't know if we'll talk about it.
We'll see if it ever gets any legs.
Probably not. They don't know what the heck they're. This current crop in Washington just doesn't know what they're doing. Anyway,
like any others have.
This is worse than anything I've ever seen. But speaking of 401k plans, the importance of consistent participation, and how many times have we talked about this?
Well, you need. I like the idea of the automatic enrollment. I like the idea of the automatic escalation. Mm-hmm. We preach it all the time. Sign up early. Keep going. Increase your 401k contribution. Even if it's only increasing at 1% or 50 or 100 bucks every time you have available, just keep doing that. Pretty soon you'll realize, wow, I'm actually saving some real money. I didn't even notice it, because it, you know, 1% of your paycheck, you're not going to notice too much. But if you do 1% this month, you know, 1% next 6 months later, 6 months after, you're going from 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, all the way up. Pretty soon you're saving a reasonable amount of your money. If you do it early enough, you start early enough, you build that discipline that you're not crazy. You don't have to play catch-up.
You have the effects of compounding over time, which is really what this EBRI study is taking note of, Employee Benefit Research Institute. The importance of ongoing participation in 401k plans. They looked at workers who have contributed to their 401k accounts regularly for at least 5 years through the end of 2015. And so what they found, the average account balance among the consistent participants was almost double the average account balance among all participants.
But the key word there is participants. You know,
yes.
People did put something in. It's not, they're not comparing it to the, you know, people that could have but didn't. They're talking
no.
about people that actually put money in.
Yes.
But may have changed it. Like, we heard a lot of people changing their 401k contributions in 2009 because they didn't want to contribute when the market was down. That's the best time to contribute.
Buy when it's low, folks. I thought that was 101, investing 101. Yeah. Now, so it was almost double the average account balance. And the group that put consistent amounts of money in, the median balance was almost four times the median balance across all participants. Four times. Now, you would expect that. Infusions of cash tend to raise your balance or at least mitigate the downside.
And most of those people that were doing it, you know, continuously for those 5 years, they were buying through the low, buying through the high, buying. They were just buying, and they didn't try to outsmart themselves.
That no, exactly.
Seems to be a problem with us.
Specifically, at year-end 2015, 22% of the consistent group had more than $200,000 in their 401k plan accounts at their current employers, while another 17% had between $100,000 and $200,000. In contrast, across the broader EBRI 401k database, and they have a lot, 10.2% had accounts with more than $200,000, and 9.1% had between $100,000 and $200,000. So double and quadruple. That's something.
It makes a difference.
Absolutely.
And making it automatic, systematic, outside of your thought process is one of the best ways to do it.
Exactly. That's what we preach. Sure, we preach. We try to tell you. We don't really preach on this program, but we do try to at least inform you of that, and it works. It works, especially for you young folks. And especially, by the way, if you're getting a match on those funds, it's free money to you. We will talk about that strategy a little later. All right, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the Bucket Strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, one in four people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was,
and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Market Strategy Investing, 877-PLANNER. Our number here in the studio, 877-PLANNER. Mentioned those one-on-ones. I should remind you again, because you folks listening this hour in Houston may want to get online at wealthed.com. As I said, I haven't been able to check if there are any appointment times open for you, Professor Plum.
I think there's one later in the afternoon.
Yeah, there was last I checked, but this was on Friday, so that could still be the case. So if you want to sign up, check it, and if you can't, or if for some reason it's full, or if the time doesn't suit the time that you'd like to be there, you can always talk to Professor Plum via video conference. They will be doing that as well. I think it's a little more fun to do it one-on-one. These are one-on-one strategy sessions with you and Professor Plum. And, of course, Rashard Cook is going to be there with you in Houston, Texas. This happens this Thursday, November 2nd. All right? It's going to be going on all day long, but you do have to have an appointment. So this Thursday, November 2nd, meet with Professor Rick Plum. There's still time, I do believe. Go to wealthed.com to sign up. It's all free. All of it free. No obligation to do anything beyond that, but I do think you will. I think you will. It's a strategy session, an actual planning session, the way you would work with any advisor. Well, not with any advisor, because I would suggest that these guys are better, but I'm not allowed to say that. Houston, Texas, this Thursday, November 2nd. Seattle, Washington, after that, November 9th. Still one slot available for Seattle, and then you'll be in Las Vegas. That's already been booked solid for 2 days. That'll be on the 16th and 17th, but still, if you folks in Las Vegas want to stop on by, you're welcome to do so. Go to wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Again, as I said, it's all free. Okay, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. We'll get started on this idea of value averaging. Now, Professor Plum, here's what's been going on, as if you didn't notice. This is actually a week ago Friday. The S&P 500 is up almost 17% year-to-date.
And if you had a globally diversified portfolio, you're probably up a little more than that.
You very well could have been, because that was just the S&P 500.
Now, we're talking about a growth portfolio, not, you know, a bond or cash or safety portfolio. We're talking about your growth portfolio.
Yeah, exactly. The trailing, not that anybody cares a lot about this, but the trailing 50-year average of the S&P 500 is right around 10.2%. That's over 50 years, 10.2%. We are well over half of that higher. So 16.9%, close to 17%. So people are, I think, if they paid any attention at all to their portfolios, and they've kind of left them alone, they've noticed, most likely, that some sections of their portfolio are a little out of balance.
Potentially, but you know, if you're using a target date fund, if you're using some kind of a balanced portfolio, we're not talking about those areas. So you're saying, wait a minute, I'm not 17% up. I'm only about 8 or 9% up, 10% up. Well, we're only talking about the growth portfolio in this particular area. And so we do need to identify what we're talking about. We're not talking about, maybe if you're a retiree, you've got money spread across, you know, the gamut. You got safety on one side, you got moderate in the middle, and the aggressive growth stock allocation on the outside here. That's the one we're talking about. Not the entire, and you should be able to identify what your account is supposed to be doing, an all equity account. Now we're looking at that all equity growth portion of the portfolio, not the balance portion, not the other side, and saying, you know, we're ahead of where we thought we might be. When we created our strategy, there's a little tip off right there. The fact that you created a strategy, when you create a strategy, you identify expectations. When you identify expectations, you can moderate and monitor what's going on with your portfolio and determine whether or not you're above or below expectation. If you don't have any expectations, you have no idea where you should be. How do you manage a portfolio if you don't know where you should be at any given time? When you set your expectations, most people set their expectations of their long-term growth, you know, somewhere around or less than that 50-year average, 8, 9, 7 sometimes percent on long-term growth. Well, if that was your expectation and you're at 17 because you're a pure domestic player, you're a little bit higher than that because you're a global portfolio player, wouldn't it make sense from time to time to take some profits? Now, that doesn't mean that this is the top of the market. It could very well be that the market goes up another 17% over the next 12 months. Who knows? But when is the best time to pare back some of your profits and maybe move it to something safer? Now, if you're 25 years old, I'm not too worried because you've got a huge time horizon available to you for this portfolio. But if you're 50, 55, 60, and you're looking at retirement in the next 10 years or so, and you're saying, you know what? I need to start really kind of getting myself ready for retirement. Or I'm in retirement and I've identified these different buckets. I've spent down part of my bucket number one. When do I start replenishing bucket number one? You start replenishing it when everything works to your advantage. And what's your advantage? Your growth portfolio is higher than expected. Now, if your expectation was 8 and you're at 9, probably not going to do much about that one. But if your expectation was 8 and you're at 18, you know, you could take some of that excess profit and refill your bucket number one, refill your opportunity bucket, you know, move it to something less aggressive. Now, that's not saying that it won't go up again. In fact, the whole idea of Murphy's Law says if you value average, it will go up again. And you'll say, wow, I wish I would have left it in there. You need to take advantage of what the market gives you. We talk about protecting what the market can potentially take away. And if you read the headlines, everybody talks about, can this market continue? And there's pundits on both sides. There's nothing supporting the idea that it's going to go down. Well, there's, you know, this is too much. It's got to go down. I mean, who knows? We don't know when. We know it will, but we don't know when. So taking profits when you're above expectation can make a lot of sense. Taking some of that excess return and moving it to something more moderate can make some sense. Now, if the market does have a downturn, and you have moved some money to the safe side, you can always move it back in when the market's lower than it is today. You know, so if you expected it, if it goes down 10, 15%, you may buy back in because it was long-term money to begin with, right? When's the best time to buy into the market? When it's down. Now, again, we're not talking about an individual stock because individual stocks can go down and stay down. But markets, so far in historical terms, have always recovered. It's just a matter of how long it takes to recover. And we're not talking about this is the top of the market sell-off. This is the bottom of the market buy-in. That's market timing, and I haven't found anybody who can actually tell me when that happens. But I can tell when if I had $100,000 at the beginning of the year and I expected to have $110,000 at the end of the year and I'm at $117,000 already, you know, I got a little bit extra there. Maybe I can pare back a little bit of that and put it into something a little bit more safe just in case we get what's called a reversion to the mean. Remember, historical average, John just mentioned it, was about 10%.
Over 50 years.
There may have been one year, maybe, I don't know, a couple at the most, where the market actually did 10%. But most of the time, it was either significantly higher or significantly lower than that average number. And what we have seen is that on the upside, it tends to go up a little bit over the 10 from time to time, but when it drops a lot in one time. The negatives are problematic. Wouldn't it be nice to not have as much money in the market when those negatives occur? I don't know when they're going to occur. John doesn't know when they're going to occur. Nobody knows when they're going to occur. We just know that they're going to.
That's right. And the key is to be prepared. Be ready for when it does. You'll be a lot happier, I would think. You lost a whole lot less than everybody else. Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Okay, we'll talk more about this and get into some other stuff. 877-PLANNER, you've got questions, comments, call now. 877-PLANNER. Coming right back with more. Don't go away.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a Bucket Strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to LuciaCap.com, LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Talking strategy with you, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing. We talk buckets, we talk strategy, we talk investing. We do all of that on this program here, and we try to remind you that it's not just the strategy portion of all this. You know, having both financial planning and investment management together, I think that helps coordinate all this for the best outcomes. So we have this sort of liability-driven strategy called buckets that we like to refer to. It's based on principles that we find in some of the largest institutions in America, but I would say it's more than just the planning. It's having sort of an investment team behind the scenes that we talk about with when we bring on Mark Scalzo, which we'll do next hour, a team that understands a planning strategy that are able to sort of put the two together for the best outcomes. That's our goal here on the program. So anyway, integrating planning and investing, this is what we do on this program. And as we talk about the planning side of this, we are sort of, merging the investment and the planning side. When we talk about things like value averaging, Professor Plum, let's get specific here for just a moment, because you talked about if you happen to be up 18% one year, you had a really good year. Yeah. Right, your bucket three, we'll say. You've looked at your portfolio, your bucket three portfolio. Your long-term growth is up 18%. And you're like that. You say, hey, that's pretty good. For 2017, I did okay.
Yes.
We're approaching the end of the year. But man, oh man, you know, that's more. I would have been happy with, let's call it eight.
Well, when we set the strategy up originally, we thought 8, 9, 10 would be, you know, that's what we need to do. There will be years where you don't get that much. But what do you do in those years that you do? Well, a lot of times we want to take, and especially for retirees who are already pulling down from a different account, what better time to refill and replenish, or at least put back some of what you've drawn down in bucket number one, by selling off some of your better than expected gains.
In other words, almost like locking it in, locking in some gains.
When it's on paper, if I had a portfolio that 100,000 in, and I get my statement, and my statement shows me at 110 or 120 this year, is that real gain yet? Just on valuations, it's not real gain until I sell something, because if it's at 120, it went up 20% from when I started. It could very easily go down before I mm-hmm. sell it as well. So what are we trying to accomplish? A lot of people though look at, oh, the fourth quarter of the year is always good. No, not always. But sometimes, yeah, I mean, historically, it's a pretty good month or a pretty good quarter. Do you want to take that chance? And it all comes down to, how much do you want to gamble? How much are you willing to bet? You're already up on the table. We put our money down for, you know, the long haul. We were going to be there for a while, and we got up on the table, the gambling table, early. What do we do with that? Do we just go all in? Or do we take some off the table? Do we take some and put it back in our pocket, the safe point, and yeah. let the house continue to go up and down, but we've already taken back our profits and put it someplace else? When we're retired, it starts, and we're getting ready to retire, it starts to become less about the best rate of return and getting every ounce of return out of it, and it becomes more about
preserving
and not losing the ounces that we've worked so daggum hard to get.
That's it. So let's say you had that. You had $100,000 sitting in your bucket three. I don't know. Make it easy math. And you would have been happy at the end of the year if it were up to $108,000, let's say.
Yeah.
That was your goal. Well, you turn around, you had a really good year, and somehow you're up to $118,000.
Now, we are talking about somebody who started with $100,000 and is now at $120,000, and it came through appreciation only,
we're not talking about adding to it like you would in your 401k. That's not
the growth we're talking about.
No, I'm talking about a growth portfolio where it just, that was your long-term bucket. You're letting it sit there. and do what it does. And this year, you instead of having 108, it's at 118,000. You say, well, that's a pretty good year. Gee whiz. But value averaging, I should probably think about doing that because I'm going to retire here in about 3 or 4 years, or I am retired.
And I want to pad my buck in one, or I don't want to take more risk than I need to take to be able to achieve
right.
my goals.
So what do I do? I've got 118,000 is my strategy with value averaging, then to do what? Take 10,000 off, get back to my original 108, that was my goal.
That is.
And take that 10,000 and put it somewhere in bucket one where it's outside the market forces now?
Well, this is where science and art come together.
Mm-hmm.
By the science, you would take the 10,000 off the tip, put it back to 108, although we'd be a little less because we're not even through the whole year. But yeah, you take your excess profits off the table. Now, some people may not want to do that, and you want to compromise a little bit. Don't take it all off. Take off 7 of it instead of 10. You know, but take some off the table. What that does is it builds up your opportunity money or your bucket number one ready to retire money, but it leaves less in the market. Now, that's both a good and a bad thing. It's a good thing if the market does actually go down. It's not as good of a thing if the market continues on the way up, but you still have quite a bit money. You still have the money you have identified as being able to be in the market, still in the market. You've just taken advantage of something that was unexpected. That's the game plan. Protect mm-hmm. yourself against what we do expect. We just don't know when it's going to happen. That's a downturn. But also identify when you can take advantage of something we also expect, but we don't know when it's going to happen. Better than expected returns. That 8, 9, 10% historical average is just that, an average. It doesn't mean that you're going to hit it each and every year. In fact, you probably rarely will hit the number you've estimated as being your total idea. It's going to be a lot higher. It's going to be a lot lower. 2015, depending upon what time during 2015 you looked at it, it could have been higher or lower. 2016, the first 6 weeks, you were lower by quite a bit. But by the end of the year, you were higher by quite a bit. That was all within 1 year.
And that's the volatility that we're talking about here. So the idea, once again, is to pare back. Now, somebody would say, okay, well, two things. First of all, you just address it yourself, aren't I taking money off the table that if I'd left it in would have grown?
Yes.
And I probably should have left it in. I could have gotten more. But it's an important point to repeat, Professor Plum, and that is, as you approach retirement and as you're in retirement, it is less, a whole lot less, about trying to squeeze every drop out of the orange that you can and more preserve what you have. So that's the answer to that.
Now, think about the people who tried to get a little bit more in 2007, 2008, 1998, 1999. They kept saying, and that's when a lot of people actually started borrowing money and putting it into the market.
Yeah.
And going, hey, this is great. I've got to get in. This is going great. I want more. I want more. I want more. I want more. Well, you got more losses because they went down quite a bit. At some point, there is, you know, downturns that are inevitable. We just don't know when.
And if I have to sell off a certain portion because I'm going to value average and I'm going to put some of this in safety, isn't this creating a tax bill for me this year?
It could be. It could very well be creating a tax bill for you. If this is a personal portfolio, obviously not IRA type money, those don't create it. But if you have a mutual fund portfolio, you may be looking for a tax bill anyway because we're getting into the season where they start issuing distributions. And because of volatility, we may have seen some, mutual funds may be distributing the money and you may be paying taxes on it anyway. So, but let's take advantage of it where we can get advantage of it. Paying taxes on excessive gains, or excess gains, I don't want to say excessive.
I don't think there are excessive gains. No.
Yeah.
Excess gains. Unexpected gains.
Higher than expected gains is not the worst thing in the world. We've talked about this many times. There's only two ways to avoid the taxes on those gains. One is to lose the gains. The other is to die. I don't think either one of those are very acceptable. It's difficult if you have a personal portfolio that's done well to avoid the tax. Unless you can manipulate your income from other sources to drive it into a position where you're down in the 15% tax bracket and you've got long-term capital gains, so you can sell at least a portion of it at a 0% long-term capital gain tax bracket. But the rest of us, you know, maybe we don't have that kind of control over our income. We can't go without a paycheck for a while. We can't go without our IRA distributions to live off of for a while. We can't stop the Social Security that we're already receiving. We've got to, you know, sometimes taxes are an unfortunate way of life, and we just have to deal with the fact that taxes in most cases, yeah, when we're not talking about phantom incomes and things like that, are a sign of success.
It is. Now, you know, we talked about sometimes paying taxes before they're due on, say, required minimum distributions. I mean, we've talked about doing Roth conversions where you're paying taxes now as opposed to paying it when you're required to take it out, paying some now to avoid paying a whole lot more later. And by paying some of the taxes now on these bucket three items, you are taking care of something that you would have had to take care of anyway at some point.
Yes, that's a different game. And where I think the biggest problem with taking excess profits off the table is where you already have a strategy of using up your tax bracket using Roth conversions.
And then you don't have any more room in your tax bracket.
And to get that zero...
Well,
so
that
so
ever...
do you stop doing conversions to get the zero tax bracket? Or do you
what do you do?
That's an individual discussion.
Ah, yeah. Actually, that is true because it could one part of the planning process can sort of butt heads with the other part of the planning process.
There's many times where that comes together.
And then at that point, as you said, you have to make a decision. And
which is more important, reducing the IRA and increasing the Roth, or paying the 0% capital gain instead of the 15% capital gain?
Yeah, that's right. That's why you work with an advisor. You work with somebody who can run the numbers for you, and you make these decisions. Okay, 877-PLANNER. We'll take your calls. We'll take your emails. We'll talk more about whatever's on your mind when we come back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy. Your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now. 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer, Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program online, on demand, at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum representatives.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Taking your calls, your emails. We'll get some of those, by the way. If you want to email us, our website is always open, oddly enough. WealthEd.com, WealthEd.com. It is a 24-hour website. That's right. You can access it any which time you want. I remember so many years ago, I don't know why this came to mind, back in the mid to late 90s, somebody asked me once, how late are the websites open? I had heard that. How late are the websites open? I hadn't really thought about that, but I suspect they're 24 hours. Why didn't you check? I know it was a shopping website. That's what it was. It was, you know, it was like early. That's
kind of the advantage of the online.
Well, exactly. Right. But I mean, oh, well, wait. So if the store is closed, I can still, like, you know, buy something on there. Yeah, actually, you can. It never closes. Oh. This had to have been probably 1994, now that I think about it.
But it
anyway.
Was just getting started.
Exactly. So anyway, our website is always open, and our phone lines are open right now, 877-PLANNER. Don't forget, if you're in Houston, Texas, want to remind you, because we only got a couple days left, there's the Houston one-on-one sessions, Lucia Capital Group with Professor Rick Plum, meeting with you one-on-one this Thursday in Houston, Texas. There is still the last appointment available for you. We will reserve it for you. Some folks have called, but if they can't make it in that time, that's what happens. So I don't know what the time is. I guess I could find out, but you got to call and find out yourself. You can call 800-644-1150 or go online. That's a better way to do it, wealthed.com. Sign up in Houston this Thursday. Meet one-on-one with Professor Plum, and as so many people are going to be doing this week, a strategy session, a planning session, one that really gets into the details for you. And we'll tell you, get started. Find out if you're on the right track to retirement. Maybe some suggestions, some things that you hadn't thought about. So this Thursday, November 2nd, that'll be the next one here in Houston, Texas with Professor Plum and Richard Cook. After that, Seattle also has one. That's a week from Thursday. That'll be November 9th. One hour is still available there with Professor Plum. Grab it while you can, because I tell you, these things go quickly. And then Las Vegas on November 16th, that is completely full. But they will, as always, make room for you perhaps on video conference or something like that if you can't make it at those times. So again, go to wealthed.com, wealthed.com. No cost to you whatsoever. No obligation to continue. Just a planning session with Brain Trust member Professor Rick Plum. Okay, again, our phone lines are open, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Somebody asked us on this whole value averaging thing, Professor Plum, and I forgot to mention it last segment. The difference between doing something like value averaging and rebalancing. Because, you know, we've talked many times about the folly, I think it is, of just having a standard 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds. You take a chunk of that money out when you're retired, however much you need. What do you need? Huh? You need 4%, so we'll take 4% out, and then we just rebalance every single time, and everything will be fine. How is value averaging re-different from...
re-different? It is
different from rebalancing.
Well, rebalancing is done within a portfolio, not necessarily across portfolios. And so what we're talking about is having multiple types of accounts. Safe money, moderate money, more aggressive money, different time horizons, different characteristics. Now, in that long-term growth area, the time one that we have identified that we have time for this money to go through the ups and downs that it creates, that the markets create, you'll have an allocation out there. You won't be just the S&P. You won't be just value stocks, growth stocks. You won't be just international. You'll have a little bit of small cap, mid cap, a little of this sector, a little of that. You'll have an allocation. So rebalancing happens within the allocation. Value averaging happens across the different types of portfolios. I have a safe account. I have a growth account. My growth account is where I really am going to find something unexpected, either down or up. My safe account, I have a pretty good idea of what to expect there. It's going to earn 1%, 2%, whatever that is, because it's safe. It doesn't have much volatility, if any volatility. So that one we're pretty comfortable with. We know what to expect there. It's the long-term growth we don't know what to expect, and it's going to be higher or lower than we thought. That's where we value average across the different portfolios.
Yeah, big difference.
But that doesn't mean that within that long-term growth portfolio, I may have started off a couple years ago with, you know, a 70-30 or 75-25 domestic versus international tilt to the portfolio. And I may have, you know, one went up more than the other, so I may have rebalanced back to that. Or I may have been changing my overall allocation as time goes along towards more of an international allocation as of late. And so the rebalancing within the portfolio comes from the different sectors of the markets that you're using for that particular portfolio. Rebalancing happens within the portfolio. Value averaging, from my standpoint, happens across the portfolios. Moderate, growth, alternatives, safe money, things like that. When you're out of whack across the strategy,
you know,
not
it's,
within an individual investment strategy.
It's a little like explaining the difference, I think, between asset allocation and asset location in many respects.
Well, asset allocation is obviously very important, but so is location, but that has to do with the types of accounts.
No,
so
I understand
it has something
that.
To do with that, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not saying they have to do with one another. I'm saying that explaining this, because one goes across, as you said. When you're value averaging, you're doing it across, like say from bucket three into bucket two. When you're talking about, I had
asset location is specific to a portfolio. Asset location has to do with your overall plan and where you're getting your cash flow distributions and
yes.
where the taxes are coming out. They're two different animals, but they have a lot to do with how you've invested the money.
Right. See, I look at asset location as going kind of across the portfolio. Asset allocation is within the individual sectors. Now, it has nothing. It has
and rebalancing has to do
right.
with the individual portfolios.
I'm not relating.
Value averaging has it across the portfolio. I
yeah.
see where you're.
You
coming
see where
from.
I'm going. I was hoping you would pick up on it because I have like 1 minute and I can't explain it.
Well,
it
can
just
we try
occurred
that again?
To me. No, I don't want to. But you know what I'm saying. I mean, in many ways, the concept is quite similar, but in trying to explain it to somebody the difference between the two, you wind up using similar types of explanations. Now, value averaging, very quickly, because we've got less than a minute, we had another question, too. How often should you do it? Is this a once-a-year thing? It's more like whenever it is necessary.
Well, whenever the opportunity
yeah.
gives itself to you. We can't control when you're going to do it, how you're going to do it. Normally we do it when we're reviewing a portfolio, depending upon how far out of whack it is, as far as how excessive your excessive returns are. But if it happens where your portfolio goes up 20-30% in a 3 month period of time, well, you can do it then too. You know, the higher the unexpected return, the more likely you're going to do it. You know, but I mean,
yeah.
like I said earlier, if I expect a 9 and I've got a 10, probably not going to do
but
much.
If you expect a 9, you got a 20, probably a good time to
do something.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with more, another hour just ahead. If you need Professor Rick Plum, any Lucia Capital Group advisor, make an appointment, talk to them about your portfolio. 800-644-1150, the off-air number. Another hour just ahead. More Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.